朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
天父，我们感谢你，你把我们放在黑暗里，能够为你发光。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because when you place us into darkness, you allow us to shine for you.
我们感谢主，你把我们放在压力的里面，我们可以为你散发香气。
And when you put us under pressure, you allow us to spread your fragrance.
我们感谢你，你把我们放在苦难当中，让我们能够经历和见证。
And when you put us in suffering, you allow us to witness and testify to your wonderful mercy.
所以我们今天早上为着黑暗，为着压力，为着苦难，感谢你。
So we thank you for darkness, for pressures, and for suffering.
感谢主，黑暗有一天会过去。
We thank you because the darkness will pass.
难处有一天会过去。
Difficulties will pass.
我们凭着信心等候你自己的荣耀彰显。
And by faith, we await the appearance of your glory.
把下面的时间继续地交在主你手中。
And we place the following time into your own hands.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请各位再翻回到以弗所书第一章第十五节。
Let's turn back to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.
以弗所书一章十五节二十三到二十三节，我们已经连续有三个主日跟大家一起分享这一段的经文。
We have shared from this passage of scriptures on three occasions already.
我们从这一段保罗为教会的祷告，看见上帝对教会的心意。
Through this prayer of Paul concerning the church, we can discern the will of God concerning the church.
或者从另外一个角度来说。保罗是照着上帝的心意来为教会祷告。
Or we can say Paul is praying for the church in the will of God.
在过去这一个月的时间，每一次我想到这一段经文的时候
，In the past month, whenever I think about this passage,
我就做一个比较，比较我为教会的祷告和保罗为教会的祷告有什么不一样。
I try to make a comparison between my prayer for the church and Paul's prayer for the church.
我为教会的祷告可以在我们的节目单里面的代祷消息来作为代表。
When you want to know about my prayers for the church, we can look into our prayer bulletin.
每次我们看这个代祷消息的时候，我们觉得我们代祷的这些内容还蛮平衡的。
And sometimes we even feel that the prayer requests here are rather balanced.
我们看见有本地的需要，我们看见有外地的需要。
We can see here the needs of the local area as well as overseas.
这个礼拜我们要特别为一个国家祷告，恐怕这个国家对我们大多数的人来讲都不知道它在哪里。
For example, right at the bottom it says this week we should be praying for this country, but I'm afraid that most of us don't even know where it is.
我盼望今天回去，但如果有机会翻一翻地图，到底冈比亚在什么地方？
Perhaps we can go back today and look in our atlas where Gambia is.
我们看见不只是有本地的需要，我们看见有世界各地的需要。
So we not only are concerned with the local needs, but the needs around the world.
感谢主也有感恩，但是也有代求。
We see here also we have thanksgiving as well as prayer requests.
我们从这样的一个简单的一个代祷消息上面，我们看见弟兄姊妹的需要。
And from this, we can also see the needs of our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一同为弟兄姊妹祷告，为有需要的肢体祷告，让这个教会真是成为有爱的一个见证。
Indeed, let us learn to pray for each other so that there will be a true testimony of love.
但是不可否认的，当我们看这个祷告的单子，然后再看回刚才我们所读的这段经文的时候，我们发现我们为教会的祷告和保罗为教会的祷告是不一样的。
But on the other hand, when we compare this prayer request to what Paul has prayed for the church, there's a tremendous difference.
也许我们很快的反应就是说，保罗当然他比较属灵，所以他的祷告就比较属灵，他的祷告比较高级一点。
Perhaps we will retort and say, well, that's because Paul is more spiritual, and so his prayers are more spiritual than ours.
他的祷告比我们更深奥。
His prayers are deeper than ours.
但是当我把我们的祷告和他的祷告来做个相比的时候，
But when we make a true comparison,
我们会觉得我们的祷告太现实，我们的祷告太功利了一点。
Perhaps we can say our prayer requests are too practical.
我们为健康，
We pray for our health,
为前途，
Our future,
事业，
Our job,
家人，
Our family,
讲了半天都是我们的需要。
It talks about our needs,
都是物质的需要。
Material needs.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我越把这两个祷告来做相比的时候，
When I compare these prayers,
我个人并不以为然说保罗的祷告比我们更深奥，保罗的祷告比我们更属灵。
I do not claim that the prayer of Paul is more spiritual or deeper than ours.
但是我有个很深的一个信念，我觉得保罗在以弗所里面的祷告是我们这一个祷告应该有的一个基础。
I believe that the prayer that Paul uttered here should be the basis or the foundation for our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以为这些事情祷告。
Yes, indeed, we can pray for these things.
但是为这些事情祷告，必须有为这些事情祷告的一些基本条件。
But in order for us to pray for these things, we need certain conditions.
我觉得我们的祷告的生活，很多时候没有机会好好的去反省和检讨。
I fear that most of the time we do not have an opportunity to rethink our prayer life.
我们说我们的祷告不是过去在民间信仰里面所说的有求必应的那一种。
The kind of prayer life we're talking about is not the kind of prayers that we expect answers all the time.
但是难道我们不期待神听我们的祷告吗？
But on the other hand, do we not always wish that God will hear our prayers?
难道我们把这件事情提出来好像无病呻吟吗？
Isn't it our wish when we pray these things, we want God to answer them?
很明显的，我发现今天很多基督徒的祷告，恐怕包括我自己的祷告在内。
I'm afraid that most of our prayer lives,
很多时候是一种例行的公事，
becomes just a thing that we do habitually.
很多时候祷告好像良心的贿赂。
Is perhaps a bribe to our conscience.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我在想，我们宁愿不要祷告。
In that sense, maybe we shouldn't pray.
免得我们自己欺骗我们自己。
So that we will not cheat ourselves.
祷告是一个很深的讲究。
Yes, prayer is a very deep thing.
祷告是一件很容易的事情，祷告也是一个很困难的事情。
On the one hand, it's so easy. On the other hand, it's so difficult.
容易是因为你一信主，你就可以祷告。
It's easy because once you believe in him, you can pray.
有的时候可能刚信主的时候的祷告更单纯。
In fact, perhaps when we first become a Christian, our prayers are simpler.
我们记得有这样的一个见证。
Perhaps we remember this testimony.
以前讲过，原来我再讲一次。
I've said this before.
有一个地方可能是加州南部，我不知道，因为干旱太久，他们求上帝让他们有雨水。
There was this area, perhaps this is in Southern California, there was this long drought, so everybody was praying for rain.
他们全部到教会里面同心为下雨祷告。
Everybody went into the church and prayed for rain.
在一百多人的祷告里面，有一个小女孩非常的与众不同。
But in this congregation of over 100, there was one little girl that was quite different.
因为她来祷告的时候，她带着雨伞来的。
She brought an umbrella with her coming to the prayer meeting.
每一次我想到这个见证，
Whenever I remember this testimony,
我心里面有个很深很深的感触和惭愧的感觉。
I feel shameful.
今天这个小孩子他去祷告。
This little child went to prayer meeting.
当他拿着雨伞去的时候，
When she brought her umbrella,
这些大人都笑他。
All the adults laughed at her.
孩子，你难道不知道现在我们在干旱吗？
Child, do you not know we are in a drought?
你是带这个伞是做阳伞用的呢，还是做雨伞用的呢？
Are you bringing the umbrella for the sun or for the rain?
这个孩子被这些大人问得个莫名其妙。
The child was puzzled by all these questions.
他说我们不是来为下雨祷告吗？
Are we not praying for rain?
等到祷告下雨的时候，我回家怎么办呢？
And when I pray and it starts to rain, how can I go home?
我总要用雨伞撑着让我回家嘛。
I need an umbrella to keep me dry.
弟兄姊妹，那么简单的一句孩子的话，
These simple childish words
提醒我们的祷告何等的亏欠神。
reminds us how we have come short of God's expectation.
所以当我们看见我们的祷告生活的时候
，So when we examine our prayer,
有的时候我差一点很冲动的要跟吴牧师讲。
Sometimes I feel I want to say this to Pastor Wu.
不要再印这些祷告消息了。
Let us not continue to put these items on the bulletin.
因为我们到底信不信，我们屈膝在神的面前，神要动工，神要垂听。
Because do we truly believe when we start praying for these things that God will work among us?
如果我们没有那一个单纯的信心。
If we do not have such a simple faith.
求主让我们先回到保罗这个祷告。
Then may the Lord allow us to first come back to the prayer.
为我们自己先祷告
Pray for ourselves.
求主打开我们的眼睛
That the Lord will open our eyes.
认识神的丰富
So that we will know His glory.
当我们求切身的事情的时候，就可以有信心
So that when we pray for practical things, we have faith to back it up.
因为我们今天求的对象是这位阿爸父亲。
Because the object of our prayers is our Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，这是个很严重的事情。
This is indeed serious.
很多人做基督徒做到一个地步会疲倦，会累。
Some people become Christians for so long they become tired.
因为他觉得他做基督徒做的没有意思。
Because it becomes no meaning to becoming a Christian.
我做基督徒就是每一个礼拜天坐在这里，然后被你算在那三四百人里面的一个，有什么意义呢？
What meaning is there if I'm just a Christian on Sunday coming here being counted as one of the 400 or so people?
弟兄姊妹，当我在准备的时候
And when I was preparing this sermon,
我好像看见一个一个弟兄姊妹的脸孔
I started to see each of your faces.
我突然发现我看见我自己的脸孔
Suddenly my own face appeared before me.
我发现我所看见的这些人
I discovered that these people
都是在祷告的里面常常灰心的人
are people who become frustrated in their prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果不相信，让主先打开我们的眼睛，使我们真知道他，弟兄姊妹，这些祷告可能就是空的。
If we do not believe that he will truly work, then perhaps we should pray first that God will open our eyes.
十七节保罗说，使你们真知道他。
To know him truly.
然后从十八节告诉我们说，使你们知道三件很重要的事情。
To know three important things.
这三件事情跟我们的祷告生活也有关系。
These three things have a tremendous relation to our prayer lives.
因为这三件事情跟我们的信仰有直接的关系。
Because they are directly related to our faith.
第一，他求神让我们知道他的恩召有何等的盼望。
First, we need to know the hope to which he has called us.
恩召和过去有关系。
The calling is in the past.
然后他为我们认识基业来祷告。
And then we have to know the riches of our inheritance.
这个 inheritance, 这个基业是讲到将来的事情。
The inheritance is in the future.
然后他说，要知道我们有何等浩大。的能力在我们的里面。
And thirdly, to know his incomparably great power in us.
恩召是讲到信仰的起步和入门。
The call talks about our beginning in the Christian walk.
基业是讲到我们信仰的报上和目标。
The inheritance talks about the culmination of our walk.
能力讲到现在是提到信仰的过程和信仰的经历。
And the power is in the present.During our process,
我们三次已经讲到二十二节。今天早上我们要看第二十三节。
For the past three times, we talked up to verse 22, and today we will concentrate on verse 23.
我们从二十二节读下来，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
We will start at verse 22, and God placed all things under His feet.And appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
以弗所书有一个主题是讲到教会真理。
The theme of the book of Ephesians is the truth of the church.
教会真理对保罗来讲是一个非常重要的一个真理。
And the truth of the church in the eyes of Paul is utmost important.
刚才我们所读的这两节圣经是在以弗所书里面第一次提到 教会这个名词。
And in the two verses that we just read, this is the first time that the term church appears.
当我在看许多的参考书的时候
，And when I was trying to do research into many commentaries,
我看到贾玉明牧师有一句话讲到，以弗所书一章二十三节。
I came across a certain commentary from a pastor Jia.
他说。这一节圣经是以弗所书里面最深奥、最富丽、最难解的一节圣经。
He said, "Of all the verses in the book of Ephesians, perhaps this is the most difficult one to interpret."
我看很多书，许多解经家都同意这个说法。
And when I read many other commentaries, I find they all came to the same conclusion.
但是我自己去查考的时候
，But when I dwell into these verses,
当我反复思想这一段经文的时候
，When I meditate again and again upon these verses,
我并不觉得这一节圣经那么难。
I do not feel this is so difficult.
一章二十三节其实从文法句型来看非常的清楚。
Because if you look at it grammatically, verse 23 is quite clear.
因为二十三节告诉我们教会是什么，他用两句平行的句子来形容教会。
He used two parallel concepts to describe the church.
第一，教会是他的身体。
First, the church is his body.
第二，教会是那充满万有者所充满。
The church is the fullness of him who fills everything.
中文圣经这两个是这个字让我们看见教会到底是什么
In the Chinese, we see these two words is, and it's very clear on what the church is.
二十三节上半句教会是他的身体是讲到教会的地位
When we say the church is his body, it talks about the position.
当后半句讲到教会是那充满万有者所充满的时候是讲到教会的功用
And when we talk about the church is the fullness of him, we talk about the function of the church.
地位和功用对保罗来讲是他常用的一个平衡提醒的一个思想。
Paul often used these kind of concepts to describe certain things, the position and the function.
也是以弗所书的特点。
And this is also very clear in the book of Ephesians.
因为以弗所书一共六章。
There are six chapters.
前面三章是讲到基督徒的地位，后面三章是讲到基督徒的功用。
The first three chapters talks about the position of a Christian, and the last three talks about our function.
功用是从地位所决定。
Our function depends on our position.
我们看到夫妇的关系。
When we talk about the relation between husband and wife,
我们知道彼此之间有他不同的功用。
We know that they have different functions.
因为他们认识他们不同的角色。
Because they realize they have different roles.
我们要先认识我们的身份和角色，我们才能够发挥我们照着那个身份角色带出来的功用。
We need to understand our position or our roles before we can bring forth our legitimate function.
地位功用也使我们想到理论和实际。
Or we can say this is theory and practice.
也可以使我们想到信仰和生活。
Or we can say this is faith and living.
弟兄姊妹，这两样东西在我们的信仰里面缺一不可。
We need both of these concepts.
今天教会出问题出毛病。
Very often when trouble arises in church,
也许我们知道自己的身份。
It's because perhaps we know our position.
我们没有把功用。能够把它活出来
，But we did not live out our function.
我们想要好好去做，但是我们不明白我们的角色是什么。
Perhaps we really want to do good, but we do not know where we stand.
我们就从这两个角度来看这一节贾玉明牧师所谓最深奥的一节圣经。
So let us look at these verses, this verse from these two angles.
保罗说教会的地位，他说教会是他的身体。
In terms of the position of the church, Paul says that the church is his body.
教会是身体。
The church is a body.
对保罗来讲，他这个观念从哪里来的呢？
Where did Paul get this concept?
基督徒，我上个月曾经提到，我觉得基督徒我们没有参加圣餐是一个很可惜的事情。
Last month, I mentioned how as Christians, it's It's a pity if we cannot come to Holy Communion.
在我们很熟悉的关于圣餐的那段经文《哥林多前书》十一章里面。
Perhaps we are all very familiar with the scriptures that teach us about Holy Communion in the 1 Corinthians.
请注意保罗怎么说。
What did Paul said there?
你听哈，他说我当日传给你们的。
What I preached to you
是从主领受的。
I received from the Lord.
OK, 再一遍哈，我当日传给你们的是从主领受的。
What I have preached to you, I have received from the Lord.
你如果看英文圣经，讲到这里就两点。
And then if you read the English version, you see the colon.
就是说我传给你的当日从主领受的就是下面那些话。
And that is what I am preaching to you, what I have received from the Lord is the following.
你听下面怎么说。
And what did he say?
他说主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
When Jesus was betrayed,
拿起饼来。
He took bread,
擘开。
Broke it.
祝谢以后擘开。
He gave thanks and broke it.
然后说这个说那个。
And then he said the following.
请你注意一件事情。
Please pay attention to this.
保罗好像是在场。
Paul seems to give an impression that he was there.
因为他讲得那么生动啊。
Because he described it so lively.
他说主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
Said on the night that Jesus was betrayed.
好像他就在那里。
Seemingly he was right there.
看见耶稣拿起饼来。
He saw Jesus lifting the bread.
擘开。
Broke it.
祝谢。
And give thanks.
分给大家。
And give it to everybody.
然后说这是我的身体。
Said this is my body.
好像他自己听到一样。
Seemingly he heard it himself.
其实他根本不在场。
But he wasn't there.
而且呢，这些在场的人
，those who were there，
根本不愿意告诉他。
Didn't even want to talk to him.
因为保罗刚信主的时候
，because when Paul first became a Christian，
这些门徒不要跟他做朋友。
All the disciples and apostles didn't want to have any.
没人就怀疑他
，because they were suspicious.
因为这个人。这个善者不来，来者不善。
Because he used to persecute the church.
有一点好像我们到台北去。
It's sort of like when we were in northern Thailand.
哎呀，我们是要去传福音啊。
We said we want to go there to preach the gospel.
我们从美国来的。
We come from America.
我们爱你们。
We love you.
哎呀，耶稣爱你们。
Jesus loves you.
上帝爱你们。
God loves you.
就先看看我们。
The native people look at us.
最高指挥官请我们吃饭的时候
，their highest official when they were treating us to dinner，
非常客气
，they were very courteous。
过了一天
，after one day，
他手下一个大官
，one of his followers
是政治处的主任
，is one of a high political figure。
他终于告诉我
，finally，
说李牧师，我坦白的告诉你
，they said， Pastor Lee， I'm telling you this very frankly，
你们漂洋过海。经过那么几千里的跋涉来到我们中间，老师告诉你们，你们来的时候我们都怀疑你们。
When you first came, traveling so many miles, we were suspicious.
你们是美国来的。
You come from America.
跟 CIA 一定有关系。
You must be from the CIA.
然后你们说你们都是台湾来的。
When you say you're all from Taiwan.
跟 KMT 一定有关系。
Then you must be related to the KMT.
但发现你们国语都讲得不错。
But your Mandarin's all very good.
搞不好是统战部来的。
Perhaps you're from the United Front.
怀疑我们。
They were suspicious.
感谢主，日久见人心。
But we thank the Lord through the days they could see indeed our hearts.
但是也不太久，因为我们也不能在那边待太久。
But of course, we really weren't there that long.
一天的时间，他们改变他们的看法。
But just being there for one day, they changed their viewpoints.
因为我们有医生，我们有牙医，我们去真的关心他们。
Because among us was a physical doctor and a dentist who really took care of their needs.
有最高指挥官告诉我。
So the highest official told me.
他说李牧师。
Pastor Lee,
我们在你们的身上看见，请注意啊，他说看见耶稣基督牺牲的精神。
We can see the sacrificial spirit of Jesus from you all.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信。或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。